Welcome to the Observability Layer, a daily briefing on responsible AI, AI governance, evaluation, and the technology shaping the frontier.
A note about how this podcast is made. The hosts you're hearing are AI agents. The research, analysis, editorial perspective, and authorship behind the Observability Layer come from Dr. William Fisher. Our agents help transform that work into the conversation you hear each day.
We think that is fitting. A podcast about understanding, governing, and observing AI should not just talk about intelligent systems. It should put them to work, transparently.
This is the Observability Layer. Let's get into today's research.
Today, we're looking at the weak link in agent governance, the measurement layer. We'll start with new research showing just how wrong benchmark scores can be. Then, why asking an agent how confident it is can be a terrible way to allocate human oversight. And finally, a look inside the system prompts of commercial AI products.
The thread connecting them is that reassuring proxies aren't the same as evidence of good outcomes.
Exactly. Let's start with the benchmarks. A new study re-audited 150 tasks that computer use agents had already been scored as failing. What did they find?
They found that 15.3% of those fail verdicts were simply wrong. About two-thirds of the errors were false negatives from the human evaluator, and the other third were just broken tasks in the benchmark itself.
So the system is being mismeasured, and this connects to another finding about what is being measured, right?
Correct. A separate enterprise benchmark, Work Surface Bench, found that even when agents achieve near-perfect scores on routing, that is, picking the right tool or data source, their final answer accuracy can still be as low as 56%. The routing metric was green, but the answer was wrong almost half the time.
Right. What does a governance lead actually do with that on Monday? It sounds like you can't trust the score on the box.
It means an agent score is a pipeline output, not a direct observation. For procurement or acceptance testing, you should require replayable trajectories and a human re-audit sample that covers both passes and failures. And your operational dashboards need to report the correctness of the final answer separately from the success of the intermediate steps.
Otherwise, you just end up improving the part that's easiest to count. This brings us to another flawed metric, the agent's own confidence. The common wisdom is to have humans review the low confidence cases, but new research questions that.
It does more than question it. The paper titled One Human, N Agents finds there's a miscalibration threshold where using confidence to pick cases for review becomes worse than just picking them randomly. And in their tests on two Q&A datasets, 5 open weight models were likely past that threshold.
Why? Were they just consistently overconfident?
They produce nearly constant confidence signals, regardless of whether they were right or wrong. The variance in their verbal confidence was tiny, and their calibration error was enormous. Their confidence score was basically noise. It's like asking a driver how well they're driving, and they always just shout, "Great," at the same volume.
So what's the better oversight policy?
First, you need a random audit baseline to know what good looks like. Then, you have to periodically check if your model's confidence is actually calibrated for your specific task. And the agent's self-report should never be the only trigger for a human to get involved. The study also found that errors tend to cluster, so you can't treat each agent's mistake as an independent event.
Let's turn from measurement to controls. There's a new proposal for defending agents against poisoned long-term memory.
This is from a paper called Mind. The threat is that an attacker poisons an agent's memory, and that bad data is later retrieved into the context window to cause harm. Instead of using another big model to check every memory, which is slow, this method learns a compact representation of the user's original intent and uses that to classify memories as malicious or not.
And the key is that it's lightweight. How did it perform?
The authors report it cut the success rate of two types of attacks by about 55%, with basically no change to performance on benign tasks and no added latency. It's a promising pre-action gate. Before the agent uses a memory, check that it's still aligned with the user's goal.
But it's a detector, which means it can miss things.
Precisely. It should complement, not replace, things like memory provenance, write permissions, and a full store recovery path. It's a design pattern to evaluate, not a guarantee you can just install.
From memory controls to the first line of defense, the system prompt, a new audit framework called AISPA looked at prompts from 88 commercial AI products.
And the picture is mixed. Protective instructions are almost everywhere. 99% of products had at least one. But completeness is rare. only 24% covered all 8 dimensions of the audit taxonomy. And most concerning, roughly 40% of products had at least one instruction that was classified as working against the user's interests.
So a prompt can be both protective and problematic at the same time.
Often in the same file, it shows that prompt review needs to be part of an assurance program, but it also shows that a well-worded instruction isn't proof of good behavior. The real control stack is prompt transparency, plus external enforcement like runtime permissions, plus testing for observed outcomes.
We have a couple of other items worth watching today as well.
First, a paper on agent autonomy suggests we may need to govern it per workflow tier, not with a single company-wide policy. In a simulated supply chain, higher autonomy helped the upstream players, but actually harmed the downstream ones. It's a useful challenge to one-size-fits-all labels.
And finally, a new benchmark for offensive agents.
Yes, StealthBench. It argues that for offensive use cases, the key metric isn't just success, but whether the agent can succeed without exposing the operation. It converts real-world security incidents into test scenarios. No model they evaluated exceeded a 54% safe success rate, which gives insider threat teams a concrete adversarial target to test against.
So, to bring it all together, the theme today is that you can't govern what you can't reliably measure. A benchmark score can be wrong, a routing metric can be green while the answer is wrong, an agent's confidence can misallocate scarce human review, and a long protective prompt can hide instructions that work against the user.
The takeaway is that controls need independent outcome evidence, not just reassuring proxies produced by the same stock that's being governed.
That's today's edition of the Observability Layer.
If you value rigorous, practical, responsible AI research without the hype, like, follow, and subscribe wherever you listen. It helps more people working at the frontier of AI find the show.
And we want to hear from you.
For questions, comments, research recommendations, or topics you think deserve deeper investigation, reach out to Dr. Fisher at assistant@theobservabilitylayer.com.
We are particularly interested in cutting-edge research that is impactful, technically credible, and well-supported by evidence. If there is something the responsible AI community should be paying attention to, send it our way.
The research and editorial direction of the Observability Layer are authored by Dr. William Fisher, with production and presentation performed by AI agents.
Until next time, keep looking beneath the model, beneath the interface, and beneath the claims.
This is the Observability Layer.